Archers for the week 6 to 11 July 2003.
Greg's just touched down after a flying visit to France.
So where exactly had she been?
Had a mate, I told you.
Well, no, you said that she'd been...
You know what it's like on the phone.
Okay, so tell me now.
She went to a party. Went off with a crowd to a beach somewhere. Then onto someone else's place. Stayed there the night and the next night. Didn't tell Michelle. Didn't tell anyone.
Okay.
She got home about half an hour before I turned up.
Well, at least she's safe.
Yeah.
What did you say to her? Did you tell
her? Of course I told her. I was in such a state when I got there. I went over the top. I was yelling at Sonia. Sonia was yelling back at me. And that was just before I called you.
So what happened after?
We sat her down last night and tried to make her understand just how stupid and irresponsible she'd been. How she couldn't go on behaving like this. For all we know, anything could have happened to her. Anything at all.
Did you take it in?
Oh, I don't know. I think I got through to her eventually. She did calm down and apologise.
Well, that's progress.
Yeah, but whether it's going to make any difference...
Look, you were there for her when it mattered. And you were there to support Michelle.
For all the thanks I got. I don't know why I bothered.
Phew, that's an edge.
Yeah, he's all right.
Oh, lucky. They're going for two.
Just the one.
Come on, Roy!
What's he on now?
23. Must have been out there an hour.
Yeah. Adam's not doing much better.
No, not so far. But he hasn't seen much of the ball.
He gets a century against Borsetshire Old Boys. Now it's the minnows from Waterley Cross, and he's all over the place.
Give him a chance.
At least Roy's got an excuse to be off form.
Huh?
Yeah, he's shattered. Spent all of his spare time last week house hunting.
Yeah?
Him and Hayley. That's why he was late this morning. They've been looking at a place in Hollerton.
They don't have to move out yet, though.
Well, any time now. Marjorie's put her house up for sale.
You sure?
Yeah, Roy was telling me. It's still not been advertised. Selected clients only.
So she's got a place at the Laurels?
No, she's still waiting. But as soon as there's a vacancy, she's got to be ready to snap it up.
Yeah, I see. Tricky one.
Come on. Why are they messing about?
They've put someone out by the covers.
Think he's going to start chasing the runs.
Yeah. Don't suppose she'll sell the place that easily. It's pretty run down.
Unspoilt village farmhouse? Self-contained flat?
Hayley's dad did the conversion. It's a bit of a bodge.
Come on, Adam.
Oh, yes!
Nice one.
Straight to the boundary.
Yay.
Hey, that's more like
well
it.
Well done. Brilliant.
Oh, here she is.
Hiya.
Hi, Brenda. The Umbridge groupie?
Hey, I heard that.
So, what's all this? Microphone and recorder?
They made you their sports correspondent.
I've come to do an interview.
Huh? You should have said. I'd have polished up my anecdotes.
Dream on.
So, who are you after?
No prizes, eh?
Ah,
blue-eyed wonder boy.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah, I'm doing a piece for Wayne Foley.
That's what they all say.
Adam's got two centuries in a row. Should make a good story.
Oh, right.
Yeah, will he get a third? And there's all his background in Africa.
Hmm, fascinating. Plus the fact that you fancy the pads off him.
Oh, Tom.
Oh? You should wait till after the match. Then you could interview him in the showers.
Ow! Watch it.
I'm doing my job. I'm a professional journalist.
Okay, okay.
So you reckon he'll get a third century?
Well...
Not today.
I'll have to get a move on.
Shh, let's just...
Oh, no!
Oh. He's out?
LBW?
No way.
Oh, what a shame.
Hi, everything all right?
Yeah, William seems happy enough. No major disasters.
You should have stayed in and put your feet up.
Oh, I can, though.
Okay. We've got half an hour. Mum said to come round about six. That's if you're sure you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's a bad time, but well, I haven't been there for a while. Mum's put off lunch till tonight especially. I could ring and make an excuse if you like.
I said I don't mind.
All right.
You might as well, though. It'll save us time to cook.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know how tired you are.
Fed up more than anything.
And you're home now. Sonia's okay, and when you think about what might have happened...
I knew that was going to be the end of it.
You've done all you can, Greg. Even Michelle couldn't expect you to do more.
Oh, yeah.
What?
She wants me to have the girls over here for the summer.
Oh.
Her latest bombshell. In the taxi on the way to the plane, can you believe it?
Well, maybe we could.
Hell, ain't you ridiculous? It's a complete non-starter. She expects us to drop everything and look after two teenage girls.
So why do you think she asked?
She wants some other hand.
It mightn't just be that.
Okay, so she wants me to take on the responsibility, sort Sonia out for her. That's her answer to everything.
Okay.
Well, she's got no idea. She's living on a different planet.
That LBW call, bad luck or what?
Well, let's just say I've played better.
So, a talented guy like you, did you ever think of going professional?
Oh, no, no, I was never that good. I played a lot at school, but...
Two centuries in a row. That must be some kind of a record for Ambridge.
Possibly. I'm not sure.
So, what's your secret? Did you get a lot of practice when you were busy with those goats?
I played the odd game when I had the chance, but there wasn't much time for that, really.
So it's all down to your natural ability?
I enjoy the game, and you have to be pretty fit, of course.
Yes. How do you keep yourself in such fantastic shape?
Well, the job helps with that, of course, and I used to run whenever I could, and now I work out regularly at the local gym.
Okay. So what about the big one? What about this third century?
It'd be nice, but I'm not placing any bets on it.
Well, I'm sure all our listeners will be keeping their eyes on the scoreboard, and they'll join me in wishing you luck.
Thanks.
Thank you, Adam Macy, the rising young star who's about to give the sleepy world of village cricket its wake-up call.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, thanks. That was great.
You'd think for me, all this media attention.
Hey, you were good. You did fine.
Yes, I think maybe I could get used to it.
Hold on, man.
It was a great piece. It did really well.
Just wish I'd come up with that third century this afternoon.
Yeah, just when we needed it.
Shame about that dismissal.
Well, it was a close thing.
Never LBW, surely.
Can't win them all.
Going down to Waterley Cross. Oh, dear. Alistair is not a happy man.
That's not Adam's fault.
We're all going to pay. He wants us to do extra nets on Friday.
Coming for a drink, Tom?
No, not tonight. I'm going round to Kirsty's.
Okay, see you.
See ya.
Well, I think I owe you one after that. If you like.
Yes. Thanks. That'd be nice.
2 nights? Michelle must have been frantic.
We were both worried.
Did you tell anyone? Did you tell the police?
Yes.
13-year-old girl.
Mum.
By the time I got there, it was all over.
I'm surprised the police didn't take it more seriously.
Greg's had a long weekend and he's pretty shattered.
Oh, yes, I bet.
Right, now, who's for a beer? Greg?
Yeah, thanks.
You could probably use a few after all that.
Oh, I'll recover.
Can we take anything through, Mum?
Well, if you hold on a sec while I put these into something...
Being a parent isn't easy. No wonder we all end up grey before our time.
Yeah.
You set the table, Tony?
Yeah, almost. Right, there you go, Greg.
Thanks.
Even with our darling daughter here.
What?
When you hit your teens. I remember you giving us a few sleepless nights.
Dad?
You and your cousin Kate, locking William Grundy in the attic at Blossom Hill.
Helen rescued him. It was Kate who locked him in.
Oh, yes. Of course, that's nothing compared to the
Shall
time...
Shall I take these, Mum?
Oh, thanks.
Greg, can you...
Right.
Tony!
Okay, I know. I was only trying to lighten things up.
For goodness sake, you can see Greg's not in the mood.
I used to fancy myself as a medium-pace bowler. These days, I mostly stick to spin.
Is that off-spin or a leg?
Whatever the mood takes me. Confuse the opposition.
Shane Bourne, he's a leg spinner, isn't he?
Yes. For someone who says they know nothing about cricket.
Oh, well, with Roy for a brother, it'd be weird if I didn't pick something up.
And you enjoy watching it now?
Well, it depends who's playing. And I'm still not sure why they rub the ball up against their trousers.
Oh, well, that's to try and make it swing.
Oh?
All to do with aerodynamics. If one side's smooth, the air flows faster on that side. And, well, that's hard to explain. I really ought to be...
Wait here, my turn again.
No, thanks, really. I must get home for supper.
Okay.
Well, that was fun. I enjoyed my 15 minutes of fame.
My pleasure.
If you want to know more about swing, why don't you come along to Nets one evening?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I will.
I'm really pleased for Kirsty. She's been so much happier.
And Tom, too.
Yes, I had noticed.
Oh, come on. You're not still cross because he walked out of that meeting.
Oh, no, no. I'm sure they had far better things to do.
Well, Fallon seems to be fine. Doesn't mind being dumped, I suppose.
Never mind, she's always got Ed.
You reckon?
No, much too good for him. She's a really bright girl. Talented. She always reminds me of Freya.
Who?
My friend Rose's daughter, Freya, you remember. And now there's a real teenage rebel for you.
Oh?
Lovely, clever, talented girl. On her 16th birthday, just before her GCSEs, decides she's going to leave school and live with this bloke about 6 years older.
Really?
Oh, yes. They went busking on the tube. She was a musician, too. Then she OD'd. Methadone, I think. Police knocking on Rose's door, ambulances, nights in intensive care. A whole nightmare. Do you remember, Tony?
Well, I'm not sure if Greg wants to hear.
No, but it all turned out fine in the end.
Did it?
Yeah. She came home, did her exams at college, went to uni, did really well. Now she's got a kid of her own.
Oh?
Yeah, I think she's an assistant lecturer somewhere. So it just goes to show.
And you think there's a moral there?
Don't despair. Keep faith. Keep open those lines of communication.
As simple as that.
Well,
I keep saying to Helen, a few emails aren't going to solve anything. She doesn't know Sonia like I do.
Well, at least she's trying to be positive.
Mom, leave it.
All right. Sorry.
Right, I'll make her some coffee.
Oh, it's okay. I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll come give you a hand.
All right. Don't say it.
You tell me to be careful.
So he's had a difficult time. He could at least try and get a grip.
He only flew in at dinner time.
Yes, anything you say. It's like walking on eggshells.
Yeah, okay. They'll be going soon.
Does make me worry, though, Tony. I mean, does he ever snap out of it?
Who knows?
We can hardly get through a meal. What's it like for Helen?
Linda's on the trail of Joe Grundy.
Betty said he came this way.
Oh.
I've been trying to catch up with him all morning.
Well, they went past about 5 minutes since him and that pony.
Well, did he say where he was going?
I didn't ask.
Oh, he could be miles away by now.
he's still got that big sign on the trap. Foursquare, come out and be a man.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't find it remotely amusing.
Yeah, well, it hasn't worked anyway. Whoever he is, he hasn't come out yet.
No.
But I can tell you this for free. Joe's not going to rest until he's discovered his identity.
Oh, I'm quite aware of that. Have you seen the message board recently?
Well, not for a day or two.
You should have a look. This time, Joe has gone quite beyond pale.
So what's he done now?
He's challenged Foursquare again. He wants a meeting, face-to-face, in the ball.
Oh, you mean a duel?
I sincerely hope it won't come to that.
What's his name? Gary Cooper.
What?
You know, do not forsake me, oh, my darling.
Oh, dear.
High noon.
Well, no, actually, it's 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening.
Yeah. So there's going to be a real showdown?
No, not if I can help it.
Well, do you think he'll come? You think this Foursquare's going to show himself?
Oh, it won't come to that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Surely he can't refuse a challenge like that.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you,
then
George,
we'll all find out who he is.
I intend to put a stop to this whole business once and for all.
No.
My message board is meant to be an arena for serious discussion. Not a chance for people to indulge in their petty squabbles.
So how are you going to stop it?
Well, I'm considering one or two options.
Well, the simplest way would be to tell Joe who this person is.
Tell Joe?
Yeah, then maybe they can settle it peacefully.
Oh, no, I can't. It's quite out of the question.
Oh, you're sticking to this confidentiality rule.
Of course. I may not agree with his or her opinions, but he or she has done nothing.
Blimey.
What's that, Eddie?
It's his van, all right.
Driving like a maniac.
Ed was at the wheel, though. Oh. Eddie's been giving him lessons.
Well, it shouldn't be allowed. He's a danger to life and limb, and with Eddie as an instructor.
Oh, to be fair, I think Eddie's doing his best.
Oh, what makes you think that?
Well, he was telling me the other day he's terrified by Ed's driving. He's trying to slow him down. Hey, up, here is our fearless hero.
At last. Joe, will you come here, please? I want to have a word.
Yeah, no, he wants a word with you and all.
Oh, well, if it's about this ridiculous argument between you and Foursquare...
Stand, Barnaby. Well, never mind about Foursquare. There's more than one interfering busybody in this village.
What?
I got a letter this morning from the council. They're going to refer our pole barn to the planning committee.
Oh.
Are they?
And you know why that is?
Well, I didn't think they'd bother.
No, and they wouldn't have if they want no objections.
Ah.
Well, I'm sorry,
now, you're not always responsible for them objections.
I am late for work. I really haven't time to discuss this now.
Our first two carcasses are hanging in the chill room now.
I hear Adam's got the makings of a good slaughterman.
He's not afraid to take on the dirty work. George is quite impressed.
Oh, go on.
Now, you take them down to Sawyer's farm tomorrow. Tom's part-time chap's going to join them up for us.
It's all worked out well, then?
Well, I think so. Jenny and Adam are going to the farmer's market in Hollerton.
Oh, yeah? When's that?
Friday morning. He's done his research. He thinks it's the best one to try.
Well, be interested to see how he gets on.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to be the big test. Will anyone want to buy the stuff?
Yeah.
Anyway, Dave, I see you're busy. Tomorrow morning, okay to check out the bally?
Yeah, fine. This TB test's going to take up most of today.
Yes, with the whole herd to go through.
Yeah. Well, these things are sent to trice.
Yeah, I can see why you're worried, of course.
Oh, that case down at Bank Farm.
Yes, it's a bit close for comfort.
So, when are you hoping to start on your barley?
Well, Thursday, with any luck. Adam's spending Friday morning at this market, but he should be back for the afternoon.
Busy day for him.
Yes. Yeah, I want to give him a fair crack at the venison after he's put in all that work.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Well, he's not just a good bat, he's a real all-rounder. I'm modest about it, too.
Oh, yeah?
Half the girls in the village falling at his feet, he hardly seems to notice.
Well, so long as he doesn't let it distract him from coming over to do our barley.
Yeah, well, you needn't worry about that, David.
I mean, you know, with all the venison and everything...
Yeah, that won't get in our way. We'll be here when the time comes and we'll keep going till it's in.
Fair enough.
But we need one of your chaps on the corn trailer, though.
No, all right, I'll put Bert onto it.
Oh, here's Alistair now.
Okay.
Now, I shouldn't worry too much. I'm sure you'll be clear.
Maybe. I shan't find out till Thursday. And he does the follow-up.
Morning.
Hi.
Morning. All ready to go?
Yeah. They're all here. Cows, young stock and the Herefords.
Good.
So we've got quite a long day ahead of us.
I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, bye, Brian.
Okay, I'll sort my kit out. Then we'll get started, shall we?
Greg?
I thought I might bump into you here.
Morning.
Well, you or William, any road?
Yeah, I've let Will off, as I made him work all Sunday.
Oh, aye. Your flying trip to France.
You heard.
Oh, well, I saw Tony this morning.
Oh.
Come here, boy.
So you put another batch out to wood?
Yeah, should be another lot ready by the end of the week.
Yeah. Good luck. So you managed to sort it out, this trouble with your daughter?
Sort it? I wish I knew how, George.
Well, I'm glad you're safe, any road.
This time. Well, that girl, she's a law unto herself. Who knows what she'll do next?
Well, it must be a real worry for you.
I don't know what it is with him. However much I try, I just can't get through. It's like we talk a different language.
Well, I mean, I would say that's kids for you, but...
She's left me behind, I suppose. She's not the little girl I used to know, with a hamster and a room full of teddies. I felt really close to her then. Now I get a sinking feeling of it on the phone rings. And Helen thinks I'm trying to run away from it all.
What about your other daughter?
Annette? She's keeping herself to herself. I think she's trying to stay out of it. It's the story of my life at the moment. If it's not Michelle with a new horror story, then it's Brian Aldridge giving me an earful.
So what's been upsetting Brian?
Right. You heard about that stuff that got Nick last week.
Well, he can't blame you for that, surely.
Yeah, did his best. And maybe I could have been more careful.
That's one of those things. Surely it happens to all of us.
I think so.
Well, the chapel's down at Penny Acid. Someone came right into the yard and stole a compressor at the weekend.
Yeah, the police said there's a lot of it about.
And Brian looking for a scapegoat.
Maybe. Yeah, then he comes down here at the crack of dawn, the one morning this year I overslept. Gave me a dressing down for leaving the young bird shut in.
I hope you put him straight.
You ever done the same?
Ah, we all have to bite our tongue sometimes, but there comes a point.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
With all your problems at home, you don't want Brian on your back as well.
Yeah, to be honest, I'd sooner deal with him than pick up the phone to Michelle.
Yeah?
You know, you expect it from Brian now and again. You deal with it. You know, it'll soon blow over. And Michelle and the girls, there just seems to be no way I can get it right.
Okay.
All right. last one.
211044.
Check.
Right then.
So you're saying Eddie and his compost?
Ah, well, I was curious, as you can imagine. So I said, Eddie, why are you running around your field with a bag of compost?
Yeah.
And he said...
Let me guess, playing muck spreaders?
No, he was practising for the wife-carrying contest.
Right. What else?
I'm not sure how Clary feels about it.
What, being substituted by a bag of compost?
Well, there was the predictable comment from Eddie, of course. At least the bag of compost won't answer back.
Mm.
Anyway, he's obviously determined to win that prize.
Ooh, Clary's weight in beer.
Yeah. He had her on a diet at first. Then as soon as he found out what the prize was...
What, so now he's feeding her up, like one of his Christmas turkeys?
Well, as Clary does all the cooking, I'm sure she'll carry on eating exactly as she pleases. There!
You all done?
Yep. Off you go.
That's great. I can't believe we got through them all so soon.
So, that's it. Till Thursday.
Yeah. It's going to be a long couple of days.
Well, at least you can be sure that your cattle haven't had any direct contact with Banks Farm.
That's no guarantee, though, is it?
Oh, well, nothing's certain in this game. As you know, only too well.
Yeah. So, we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed.
Ah, Fran.
Linda, good evening.
Is Robert in here?
I haven't seen him.
Oh, I meant to be meeting him for supper.
Oh,
Perhaps he's in the Ploughman's.
Yes, why don't you try and...
I don't suppose you've seen Alistair, either.
No, not this evening.
Shula said he might call in here. I need to talk to him about the wife carrying.
Oh?
Yes. You see, he's organising it, and I'm doing the commentary.
You?
Well, no one's actually asked me yet, but I can't think who else is going to volunteer, can you?
Ha-ha!
Oh, no.
Not so fast. You ain't getting away this time.
Joe!
Not till you and me have a little chat, eh?
I have no time for that now, Joe. I'm meeting Robert for dinner.
Oh, this won't take more than a minute. Just long enough for you to tell me
now,
why...
Now, you just hold on, Joe. If anyone ought to explain themselves, it's you.
Me? What have I done?
All this nonsense on the message board, challenging Foursquare to meet you.
See, why not? If he's got something to say to me, he can come out and say it to me face.
Joe, this is not the Wild West. We live in a law-abiding democracy. We should be able to settle our differences in a civilised manner.
Civilised? You call what he's doing civilised?
I ought to warn you, if this goes on, I might have to consider banning you from the message board.
Banning you? Oh, no, you can't do
I
that.
Can, if I choose. I hope it won't be necessary.
But it ain't me you ought to ban. It's him. It's
That's
Foursquare.
My last word on the matter, Joe.
No, wait.
Excuse me, I must go and see my
wife. Hold on, I ain't finished yet.
Joe, I thought I'd made myself clear.
You say you're going to ban me from the board, eh?
I only said I might.
All right, then. I'll make you a deal.
Deal?
Stop my challenge to Foursquare if you stops your objection to my ban.
Blackmail.
It's a fair offer.
Certainly not. I'm not the only one who objects to your barn, you know. There are others.
Who?
Derek Fletcher, for one.
Oh, Derek Fletcher.
And with good reason. He wanted to build a Grecian porch on his house and the council turned him down.
So you and Derek Fletcher, eh? It makes two.
Well, there'll be plenty more. You'll see when I've been round with my...
With what?
Well, it's only fair to warn you, I suppose. I'm going to start a petition.
No.
Oh, yes. Anyone else who objects can put their name
well,
to
you
it.
You can't do that.
Ah, here's Robert now.
You wouldn't dare.
Hello, Robert.
Petition.
There's a problem for Jill and Usha.
I'm glad it's not just me.
No, everyone's agreed. We'd all rather it wasn't Linda.
I'm sure she'd do it well enough, but...
Well, she'll do her usual thing. If we let her be commentator, she'll try and take over the whole event.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, you know she will. Put a mic in her hands and she goes completely power crazy.
She's already assuming she's going to be asked.
Isn't there someone else who can do it?
I've been trying to think. They're all either in the contest or busy on other stores.
Mm. Shame about the new vicar.
Yeah. Oh, there's a cup there on the mantelpiece.
Got it.
If it had been a couple of weeks later, we might have asked him.
Shame about Sid, too.
He's already put in his entry. They're leaving Fallon to look after the beer tent for half an hour.
Oh, she's 18 now.
Hmm. So it looks as if we'll be stuck with Linda.
Oh, well, let's not ask her quite yet. Just in case.
Ah. I was hoping I could leave the asking to you.
Oh?
I'm afraid if I speak to her now, we'll end up having a row about the Grundy's barn.
I can't believe she's really starting a petition against it.
Oh, I can. It's just typical of her.
I suppose.
It's so mean. It's not even as if it spoils her view. Yes, come in.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Osha. Not interrupting your very important committee meeting, am I?
Just finished.
Do you come for your eggs?
Please. I've just been into town.
I'll put them out for you. They're in the kitchen.
Great. Hey, perhaps we could ask Elizabeth.
Well?
Ask me what?
We need a commentator for the wife-carrying contest.
Well, I'd be delighted.
No experience needed. You'd do a better job than Linda Snell.
We've got our own due on the 20th. I'm not even sure if I'll be able to make it.
Oh, well.
That's a shame.
You ought to come if you can. There'll be lots to see.
And this year, there's no worry about having to use the portaloo.
No, not now we've got our lovely new Jubilee toilets.
All very tempting, but I can't promise.
Anyway, here are your eggs.
Oh, lovely.
I picked out some nice brown ones for you.
Your hen's not laying.
Oh, so-so. Two of our best layers have gone broody. And Nigel keeps giving our eggs away.
You better enjoy mine while I've still any hens left.
Are you still worried about the fox?
He hasn't taken any more. I'm hoping my electric fence will keep him away, but it's not terribly secure.
Oh. Well, look, thanks for these, anyway.
Now, I would offer you a drink, but...
You're rushing off somewhere?
I'm going down to see Marjorie.
Betty says she's put the house up for sale.
Yes. It can't have been an easy decision for her. I thought you might need some moral support.
Yes. Oh, poor old Marjorie.
I'll just take these through and wash them up before I go.
Oh, can I help?
No, thanks, Usha. Won't take a minute.
Well, bye then, Mum.
Bye, dear. See you soon.
I must be off, too.
Bye, Usha. And keep thinking about that commentator.
I will. Right, then. It must be nearly the twins' bedtime.
Oh, it's my night off. Nigel's putting them to bed.
Oh?
Did you drive down here?
No, I felt like a walk, so...
Well, you mustn't overdo it.
I'll give you a lift back up.
All right, thanks.
More diced forequarter.
Is that the lot?
A few steaks to come.
Right, okay. We'll squeeze them in somehow. I'll have to leave space for my next lot of bangers.
There's more here than I thought.
Surprising, isn't it? All this from a couple of carcasses.
So, how'd you get on?
Brian, hi.
Yeah, great.
We're all done. All cut and packed.
No problems?
Nope. Standardy stuff.
We've got the steaks, chopped forequarter for stewing, and the venison sausages.
He was quite impressed.
Oh?
Yeah. He was surprised how many quality cuts there were, compared with beef and lamb.
Oh, well, he ought to know.
Only problem now is finding space in the cold store.
I'll have them out first thing Friday.
And it's off to Hollerton?
Friday morning, yes. Mum's free to come with me.
OK, well, we'll have to get on and find that chill counter.
Oh, I left that guy's number on the desk, the place in Coventry.
Yes, I saw. I'll give him another call when I get back.
I haven't been to the market at Hollerton recently.
Small, but it's a nice little setup. Well established, good mix of customers.
The people carry a brigade. High earners, time to shop around after the school run.
Ah, you'd know about all that, of course.
When you've stood in as many supermarkets as I have, dishing out free samples.
Well, who knows, we'll probably bring it all back home again.
I hope not.
Well, you've got a quality product. Now it's all down to successful marketing.
Has Adam shown you his leaflets?
Yeah, nice picture of happy deer grazing. The story of home farm venison.
You think they're too folksy?
You're aiming for the farmer's market. You've probably pitched it just right.
Well, we realise we're not quite in your league.
Not yet.
Those venison sausages, I'll have to watch my back.
We'll see how it goes on Friday.
If you want some more publicity, you'll have to put up a notice on your stall. Adam Macy, as heard on Radio Borsetshire.
I don't think so.
Yes, that'll pack them in.
If anyone actually did hear it.
You'd be surprised.
Your grandmother was listening.
Oh, well, Gran.
She was full of praise. How nice it was to hear an intelligent, well-spoken young man on the local radio instead of all this mindless babbling.
Okay.
There's fame for you.
Yes, my grandmother is my number one fan.
Gran? Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I'll get the last of the steaks.
Okay. Number one fan? I think we all know who that is.
Yes.
The girl who came round said I must have a board in the garden.
These agents can be pushy sometimes.
I told her I didn't want one.
Did she listen?
In the end.
Good. You mustn't let them bully you.
It is awkward. I can't move until I've got a place at the Laurels.
But you'll have to be ready to move when they do offer you one.
Yes, or I might end up losing it.
I can see your dilemma.
Well, do help yourself to more sherry.
No, I'm all right for now, thanks. How about you?
Well, I wouldn't mind another drop.
Good. Has anyone been to look round the house?
Not yet.
Well, if it's only been a couple of weeks.
And they're not advertising in the papers.
So Haley's been telling me. They're only showing the details to a few selected clients.
They may find someone who's not in a hurry.
Someone who's willing to wait until you're ready to move out.
That's what I'm hoping. But I do feel bad about Roy and Haley.
Oh, I'm sure they understand.
Well, I don't want them to move out until they have to. But I can't say when that will be.
But you know, even when the house is sold, there'll be a few weeks until completion.
I hope that gives them long enough.
You really mustn't worry, Marjorie. You've been a marvellous landlady and a friend.
Oh, I'm going to miss them.
You won't be far away.
No. And they can't look after me forever. Well, it's time for me to move on.
Stuck with this brummy in a sharp suit saying what a great deal he can get on a brand new 4x4. And in the middle of it all, there was Bert Fry wandering around thinking it was a church too. It's quite surreal.
Oh, well, there must have been someone there you fancied.
No.
Well, not even a bit.
I'm not that desperate, honestly.
No, I didn't mean it.
Or maybe I'm too fussy. That's the problem. Poor Auntie Sati's given me up as a bad job.
Is that such a bad thing?
It's a big relief, I can tell you.
Well, if you do change your mind, there's this really cute guy who does our accounts.
Elizabeth, thanks, but no thanks. I'm quite happy the way I am.
Okay.
I'm going to forget about men and concentrate on my career instead. I've got one or two really interesting cases at the moment.
How do you do it? I mean, hold down a job like that and have time to run the village fete.
Run it? No, I just turn up for the odd meeting.
Yes, that's how it starts, but before you know it...
I think I've got the willpower to resist.
Well, if Mum's already got you finding a commentator for the wife carrying...
Oh, you'd think it'd be so simple, wouldn't you? Easy peasy.
Nothing is where Linda Snell's concerned.
I'd do it myself if I wasn't so busy with other things.
Right, OK. So, what about Alistair?
Hey.
I bet he wouldn't mind. And he's organising the race too, isn't he?
Why didn't I think of him?
He'd be all right. He's always good for a laugh.
Of course, I'll ask him. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You better be quick, in case Linda gets in there first.
I'll call him tomorrow. Or maybe I'll go down there later.
Hey, is that really the time?
Have you got to go?
I should really. I bet Nigel's mucking around with Freddy's Lego. He'll never get them to sleep.
Okay.
Oh. Well, thanks for the drink. It's been really nice. It's great to sit down and have a good natter.
Nice for me too.
I never seem to have the chance these days, especially now Debbie's gone away.
Well, why don't we do it again sometime?
Hello. Any problems?
No. Just checking the pressures.
Oh, I should check the trailers too. Better not leave it all to the last minute.
Yes, I was about to.
I reckon we're still on for Thursday, if the weather holds.
Maybe we ought to take the combine up there tomorrow.
No, I don't want to tempt fate. No, let's wait till Thursday morning.
Okay.
You know, David still doesn't quite believe we'll be ready to start at Brookfield next week.
I did try and reassure him.
Well, likewise. We walked their barley this morning.
Oh, how's it looking?
Well, David's aiming for Monday, but we'll see.
He won't be happy until he sees us there with the combine.
Yes. OK, then. I think your mother said something about supper.
Oh, Brian, any luck with the chill counter?
Oh, yes. I called your chap. He says he can let us have a decent one for 500 quid.
Ah. Sounds good to me.
But we'll have to fetch it ourselves and go up there with the stock trailer.
We'll need time to check it out for Friday.
OK. Well, how about tomorrow night?
Yes, fine.
If you've got nothing else planned.
Me?
No. Well, I don't want to interfere with your busy social life.
Nets is on Thursday, and Friday, if Alistair has his way.
No more media interviews.
Think I'll keep out of the limelight for a while.
Well, I wouldn't mind, I must say. Being asked a lot of flattering questions by a pretty young journalist... I'm getting taken up for a drink by her afterwards. Oh, she's a good-looking girl. And bright, too. I'm sure she'll...
Look, Brian... I think it's important... I really want us to be honest with each other.
Yes, of course, but...
Brenda's a great girl and a lovely person. I'm sure lots of guys would find her very attractive... And I can quite understand why you...
Whoa, hold on. God, you don't mean...
What?
Well, I've got some kind of... Well, that I've taken a shine to her myself.
Oh!
That wasn't what I meant at all.
No.
Well, of course, given recent events, I can quite understand why you might get the wrong idea.
Brian, it's not you. What I'm trying to say...
It's all right. You don't have to say any more.
Hi, guys.
Tom, hello.
Hi.
Adam, your mobile. You left it down at the
unit. Oh, right, thanks. That's really good of you.
No problem.
And thanks again for all your...
Yes, help. Now you're here. Why don't you come in for a drink?
Unless you're in a rush.
Well... Come on. I know Jenny's very keen to talk about this farmer's market.
Yeah?
get the benefit of your marketing experience. Because she's quite nervous about it all. Isn't Jenna?
Oh, I don't care then.
Good. You going to join us, Adam?
No, I'll get this done. I'll see you later.
There are some strange antics going on the village green.
Sid?
Oh! Yes, afternoon.
This may sound like a silly question, but...
Why am I running around with a sack of potatoes?
No reason why not, I suppose.
It's like shaking a cocktail. It improves the flavour.
Oh.
I'm practicing for the wife, Karine.
Oh, I see. And how does Jolene feel about this?
Oh, she's fine about it. Yeah, we sat down, talked it through. She says, as long as I don't take them into bed with me.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
The truth is, I heard Eddie was practicing with bags of compost. And we had this bag of spuds in the kitchen, so...
No, it's all right, it's all right. You don't have to explain.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you later.
Right. Once more round the pump.
Mind the bag doesn't split.
I will.
Pat. Oh, I wonder if it's the male menopause.
What do you mean?
I'm still waiting for Tony to suggest he carries me.
Oh, should count yourself lucky.
Oh, well.
So, how's things with you? Busy as usual?
Soldiering on. And you?
Well, I had some good news this morning. You know that job I went for? Mm-hmm. The school secretary?
Susan! Did you get it?
Yeah, they've just confirmed.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well done.
Yeah, I'm really pleased. I'll start in September.
Great.
But I'm only covering for maternity leave, so I'll have to keep on my other jobs too.
Can you do that?
Well, it's only 2 days a week and it's flexible, so I can fit it round the sausages.
Oh, Tom will be pleased. And what about the shop?
Well, yeah, I've just been talking it through with Betty. I mean, I don't have to be in the school till 9:30, so it looks like I can still cover while she does the ends.
Oh, that's perfect.
Been doing long hours, though. But, well, it'll be so nice to have a change.
It certainly will.
And it means I can pack in the ironing. I can't wait.
Oh, don't worry about
me. The only problem is going to be my job at the show house.
Well, can't you keep that on, too?
Well...
Afternoon.
Oh, afternoon, hello. Joe. I reckon that'd be pushing it. And I want to see something of the family.
Yes.
I'm hoping Mum will be able to take that over. I'm going to talk to the builders.
Well, she might get the odd cleaning job out of it, too.
Mm, yeah.
There, good boy.
Joe, are you going to leave that pony there?
Yeah, just once I get to be backy. So why not?
Well, I don't know if Betty wants his stuff right outside the shop.
Drop bins? Does he want it?
He left some outside our place the other day.
Biodegradable?
Even so.
Oh, come on, I get enough of that from all four square.
Oh, hey, yeah, what's this about a showdown in the ball?
Yeah, 7 o'clock tonight. Oh. And there's no need for you to sigh, Susan Carter. My honour's at stake here. Who else am I supposed to defend it?
You think you'll come?
Oh, I'll be there. He knows where to find me.
Right, this section. If we move it down a few rows...
Okay.
Give those young plants a good soaking. Tom was meant to be here helping me with this.
Oh, I don't mind.
Well, yeah, but you've been in the shop all day.
He picked up Kirsty as soon as we closed.
Have you got those veg boxes done?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I suppose you're only young once.
Yes.
Not that it's any excuse. He's got to learn to think more about other people.
I said I don't mind, really.
Okay. But if you do want to
I'd
go...
only be sitting around. Greg won't be in for a while yet.
Right. Any more calls from Marseille?
No.
So, maybe no news is good news?
Maybe.
Oh, watch out for that link. It's a bit...
Oh!
Okay, don't worry. I can fix... Helen? Hey...
Sorry, I...
Hey, now, come on, leave that.
Hello?
Here, sit down for a bit.
I didn't know you were still out here. Oh. Oh, love.
It's okay, I just...
Nothing's happened, nothing...
No. No, it's just...
Greg and the girls?
All got a bit too much, eh?
Oh, you poor old thing.
I'm all right. It's not his fault, it's stupid of me.
I was hoping it all might have settled down since the weekend.
I just don't know what to do. He still doesn't want to talk about it.
Look, it's not really for me to say, but I have been thinking about it all, about the girls. You say Michelle wants them to come over here, to come and stay for a while.
Well, he doesn't want them to.
If it's really so important...
It would work. But you're saying two different things.
Well, I may be wrong, but it's not that he doesn't actually want them, is it?
I don't know.
If it's simply a question of the practical difficulties, well, we...
Think about it, Mum. We both work full-time.
Yeah, but there are ways around that.
Yeah, you must be due some holiday time, even as a keeper.
And you could have some time off, too.
How?
We'd sort it out.
Sure, no problem.
And if you wanted them off your hands for the odd day, well...
We do have some experience.
Oh, Mum.
Love. You think about it anyway.
Hello.
Oh, I don't want him to see me like this.
No, it's okay. Relax.
You look fine.
Greg, hi.
Hi, Pat.
Hello. You finished already?
Yeah, I got away early for a change.
Oh.
I'll have to pop back to the rearing field later.
Oh, thanks for your help, Helen. I can manage now.
Yeah, you've had a long day. Now I should go home and have...
No, I'm fine.
Would you like to stay for supper here?
No, thanks.
I thought we'd go and pick up a takeaway.
Right. Good idea.
And if you're not doing anything else, I'm going down to the ball later. Get there for 7. Who knows? You might see Joe shoot out with Foursquare.
Really?
Well, I'm not going to miss it. Why don't you come along too?
Same again. Dutch courage? Oh, no. Just happens to feel like another whiskey.
Sure thing, partner.
5 minutes to go.
You seem very sure that he's going to turn up. This mystery blogger?
Sure, no, I ain't at all sure.
But
if he don't, you'll be finished. You'll never dare post again. He'd be laughed off the message board.
And if he does?
We'll see. We'll see.
There you go. On the house.
Oh, can't very much.
As it might be the last day. You know, this town ain't big enough for both of us. Well, it's got that feel about it, Joe. The clock ticking up towards the hour. Dust blowing down the main street. And those tumbleweed fingers.
You think it's all a big joke, don't you?
Well, not me.
Well, look at me. I ain't laughing.
We had this customer come in today and he looked just like Austin Powers.
Yeah?
Do you believe it? He even had a flowery tie. Kirsty was serving him. She could hardly keep a straight face. She said, why don't you try some of our groovy tomatoes? As soon as he was out the door, we both fell about. Greg?
Sorry.
Come on.
I just... Sorry. The thing is, Helen, I love her, you know. I love both my daughters, that's the problem.
Okay. Well, can I make a suggestion?
Just in time, am I?
3 minutes to 7. Point is it?
Yeah, please. So, how's your gun hand then, Joe? Nice and steady?
Another joker.
So, you going to be his deputy, Tommy? You brave enough to pin that star to your chest?
Well, I've got a score to settle, too.
You?
Yeah. Foursquare complained about our cows messing up the lane when they come in for milking.
Never.
So, if he comes, I'll give him a piece of my mind.
Yeah, someone else in this town who's not afraid to stand up for what he believes in.
Well, you do what you like. Just you let me at him first.
Serious? How could
I'm
we?
I'm willing to try.
Come on, the whole idea's ridiculous, and you know it.
Why? You say you miss them and how much it hurts you and...
Yes, but...
So, Michelle's always stopped you from having them, and now...
Yeah, she's not doing this out of the kindness of her heart. She's doing it to get at me, to make me feel guilty.
Or are you afraid of having them to stay?
Afraid? Oh, come on.
So I don't understand why you won't even consider it.
So what? I'd give up work and stay at home all summer.
You could take some time off. You both could.
It's no good, Helen. It won't work.
I'm willing to give up some time to make it work. Talk to Mum and she says it's fine.
Talk to Pat?
Yes, and she says she can help us too.
Oh, I see. So she's behind all this.
What?
So that's what was going on this afternoon when I turned up.
Greg?
I know she thinks I'm a lousy parent, weak and useless.
No!
How she could do it so much better. Well, I don't need her advice. I should keep her nose out of it.
You're wrong. That's not fair.
Come on, be honest. You know how she feels about me. She never thought I was good enough for you.
Greg, stop it. It's not true.
Don't kid yourself. She puts up with me for your sake. Just to grit her teeth, even say hello. Nothing would please her more than to see us break up.
That's it. That's enough. I'm not staying.
Helen?
No, leave me alone. I don't want to hear any more.
Helen!
15 seconds?
No, he's not going to turn up now.
No, there's still time, we'll see.
No, I reckon you... Uh-huh. Where's Helen off to?
5, 4, 3, they're coming in. 1, come on. I'm ready for you.
Who is it?
Oh, hello. Anyone seen?
Susan Carter. No.
Susan?
A woman. 4 squares a woman.
What's the matter? Why are you all...
Well, I... It's you.
You don't mean...
It's not you, is it?
Me? You think I'm 4 square?
We're here. It's 7 o'clock.
Just tell us it isn't, please.
Of course it isn't. Me?
Well, of course not.
I've forgotten all about it. I only came in to look for Neil.
Oh.
His tea's waiting. It's going cold.
Now, he's in the apartment.
You thought I was 4 square.
That's it. He's gone 7. He ain't sold. He's chicken out. He won't dare say another word against me and Bartleby.
You reckon?
Not after this. I won victory!
Yes? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, Helen. Where are you? Where have you been?
I'm at Kirsty's.
I've been waiting. I wish you'd...
I couldn't stay. I had to go somewhere.
Okay. Look, can we... talk about it all when you get back.
No, I'm not coming back.
Helen?
Not tonight. I'm staying at Kirsty's.
Helen, I know I said some hurtful things, but if we can talk...
No, not now. I think we both need some time on our own.
Please, can't you just...
No, I'm staying with Kirsty. We can talk about it tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah, Helen! Oh.
Ruth's playing the Good Samaritan.
Okay, don't pull your own...
Hermes! Hermes!
He's here!
Oh, Ruth! Have you got him? Is he...
Yeah, he's okay. He's got himself snagged on the wire.
Oh, Hermes, you naughty...
Just by his coat. He's not hurt or anything.
Oh, look at you.
I've been trying to free him.
Here, let me.
He's a bit nervous of me.
All right, now keep still. Mummy's here. Oh, you are in a tangle.
I came up here to have a look at the barley. I heard him whining.
You naughty boy.
After a rabbit.
After something. He shot off like a rocket. Didn't take the slightest notice when I called him. I've been shouting myself hoarse. There.
Well done.
Now, just you wait. Let me put your lead on.
Funny how dogs can go deaf sometimes.
No, I know why it is. He's punishing me.
Oh?
He's jealous. Thinks I've been paying too much attention to Wolfie and Stanza.
Oh.
I suppose it's true in a way. It is difficult trying to divide one's attention fairly. Llamas are sensitive creatures too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, keep in, Hermes.
Ruth, morning.
Hi.
Oh, Alistair.
Did you get my message? On your mobile, just to say I may be a few minutes late this afternoon for your follow-up test.
Oh, okay.
I've got a call over at Durrington. I'll try and be on time, but...
Don't worry.
Alistair, while I think of it...
And I passed Joe Grundy in the village. You seen his new notice?
What?
On the side of his track. It's coffin shape. Big white letters. 4 square. R.I.P.
Oh, please.
This after last night.
Well, he's obviously claiming victory.
Well, I hope that's the end of it.
Has 4 square been back on the message board?
Well, not so far, but... You know.
Maybe Joe's right. He's won.
Well, I suppose that means we'll never find out who he is.
Well, it's no good looking at me. I can't tell you.
No, suppose not.
I hope it's all over. We can get back to discussing matters of real concern. The GM meeting has provoked a very interesting debate.
Okay, I'll...
Alistair, wait, about...
No, I'm really sorry, Linda. Can't stop now.
But
I'll see you later, maybe.
See
you. Oh.
Oh. Oh, but she's not packed her suitcase.
She said she'd be home tonight.
Mm. Oh,
I said a few things I shouldn't have. I feel so bad about it.
Oh, yeah.
I know I can't have been easy to live with these last few weeks.
Oh, you tell that to Chris. We all have our moments.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry, you don't want to sit here listening to me.
Greg, I don't mind at all. I'm delighted. I'm glad you felt able to come round.
Thanks.
I know you'd do the same for me. So you just carry on.
Well,
Well, I suppose I'm confused more than anything. I thought you understood why I can't have the girls to stay. It's out of the question.
See, there might be some practical difficulties.
And it's not just because Sonia's being such a pain in the... Like, looking after those two girls is a full-time job at the best of times. If they end up hanging around here, bored out of their minds, well... They're still my kids. I love them. I want to spend more time with them. But I'd want it to go well. I'd want to do it properly. Well, things are bad enough between us already. I don't want to make them any worse. That's what I'm really afraid of.
You say Helen's willing to take some time off.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Now, I'm not taking sides, but... what you're going through... Now, you know I've been there before.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. My marriage was dead in the water. I couldn't have stayed with Helen. But there were all those black years. Years when I came close to the edge, when I lost touch. I hardly saw Terry and Karen. Once that relationship breaks down, you'll have a hard job rebuilding it. Maybe you never can.
So you think I should?
No, I'm not saying it's easy. But if I had my time over again... Well,
it's all very well for Helen to say she'd take a few weeks off.
Does it have to be that long?
Even a few days would be difficult for me.
It depends how important you think this is.
That's just what Helen said.
And so maybe she's right. Some girls might just wash their hands of the whole business. It's a big offer she's making. Generous.
You're right. It is.
Needs to be wider here, where it joins the race. We had some pushing and shoving last time.
Okay.
It'll give us something to do till Alistair turns up.
Come on, no use worrying.
What, me worry?
I dreamt about it last night. I dreamt we were testing these weird animals, like cows, but hairy.
Were there any reactors?
Don't know, I can't remember.
Well, that's not much use then, is it?
It's just a dream.
Okay. If we put another one in here...
I had a busy night. Usha was in it somewhere, too.
What, helping us fill in our bankruptcy papers?
David!
Well...
Even if we do get TB, we won't...
No, I know.
You know she called in the other day?
What?
Usha, before her meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, somehow Elizabeth ended up back at her place. Stayed for an hour.
You think they'll do some serious bonding?
It'd be nice if they did.
Yeah. You have to tie your end up, love.
I'm okay.
Right, well, that ought to do it. And here's Alistair.
Right, I'll go and check on Ben.
All right. Oh, listen, if we do get the barley in, Dad's going to help out on the dryer.
Did he offer?
No, he said he'd help with the milking, but I thought he'd rather do that instead. Get his annual harvest time fixed.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, we're only just ready.
Okay, then. I'll leave you to it. I'll just grab a sandwich, Kirsty, okay? Bye.
Helen? Helen, what?
Hello. So, what are you doing out here?
Trying to find you. Helen, I'm sorry. I said a lot of things I didn't mean.
Didn't you?
Can we go somewhere?
What?
Just to the cafe. Just for half an hour so we can talk. Oh, Helen.
No. No, she's fine.
Okay.
Go on! So how many is that? 64?
65.
Ah, well, so far so good.
Yeah. Come on, let's have you.
I hope you've kept Friday evening clear for notes.
Oh,
No sick notes, no lame excuses.
Well, I'll be there.
Good. Two nights in a row is a bit of an imposition, I know, but I think...
Oh, after my performance on Sunday.
Huh, not just you.
Go on, get in there.
You can't let one good bat carry the whole team.
Let's hope all this publicity hasn't gone to Adam's head.
No, I doubt it. Okay, 200044.
Yep.
Right, let's have a look at you.
Hey!
Whoa!
Steady!
Whoa, damn! Okay.
So what do you reckon?
Hold on. I can't quite...
Alistair, tracked you down at last.
What shit?
Such a busy man. I knew if I wanted to speak to you, I'd have to come and find you.
Linda.
This isn't a very good time.
It's all right. This won't take a minute. Now,
I've worked it all out. All we need to decide is where to put the podium.
Podium?
Where I'm going to stand when I commentate.
Linda, we're right in the middle of a...
When we've decided that, then you can go ahead and plan the course.
Linda, I can't...
So long as you make sure I have a clear view from the podium.
Linda! I can't talk about this now. Will you please go away?
Right. Fine. Very well, I shan't take up any more of your valuable time.
Right. Let's try again.
It was the first evening for weeks that I actually wanted the phone to ring.
No.
I know why. I don't blame you.
I wasn't sure. I had to get away.
I know. I went too far. I had it coming. Oh, I should never have said those things. It wasn't fair. I don't blame you for walking out on me.
I was really upset.
I know.
That's what it was. That's why I went.
I won't let it happen again, I promise. Whatever goes on with Michelle and the kids, I mustn't let myself take it out on you. I do love you. Without you there, I don't know how I would have got through all this.
Well, that's nice of you.
So, let's make a fresh start, shall we?
All right, then.
And you'll be home tonight?
Oh, I'll think about it.
Helen?
Don't worry. I don't really fancy another night on Kirsty's sofa.
Okay.
Well, I did get lonely.
Me too. And what you said about the girls coming to stay. I know you were trying to help, and it's really good of you, and maybe you're right.
Oh?
Maybe. I'm still not sure, but I'll think about it.
I just wanted a word with Jill about the fate, the wife-carrying contest.
Oh.
I've tried talking to Alistair, but he's been most unhelpful. Quite rude, in fact.
Oh.
Yes, not at all the kind of behaviour you expect from a professional.
You talked to him here, in the yard?
He was looking at your cows.
Linda, he's doing a follow-up test to see if there's any TB.
Oh, well, how was I to know?
I'm not surprised he was short with you.
Well, I'm sorry, but if I'm to do my commentary, I'll have to know what's...
Commentary?
For the wife-carrying contest.
Linda, I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Oh?
Jill told me they'd asked Alistair to do the commentary.
Alistair?
I'm sure of it.
I see. Well, I wish someone had bothered to tell me.
Ruth. Oh, Linda.
It's all right. I'm just on my way out. Good afternoon.
David? No, please don't tell me.
He's found two reactors.
Two?
Two so far, but maybe more.
Oh, David, I can't believe it. Not again.
There's a whole new experience for Jennifer.
Thank you. See you again.
We're almost down to the last of the steaks.
Already? Gosh!
We're okay for sausages.
Our first market. I can't believe we're doing so well.
Beginner's luck?
Oh, our top quality product and our professional marketing.
Whatever.
Credit where credit's due. Don't be so modest.
So long as people buy the stuff, who cares?
Any more of those leaflets?
Somewhere.
That was a real brainwave, putting in those low-fat recipes. They've been snapping them up.
It seems to make sense.
Well, that rather gorgeous man with a retriever, he's on doctor's orders. Well, maybe that was when you went for our coffees. Anyway, he's been told to go for venison because it's low in cholesterol.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. We had quite a long chat about it all.
Oh.
He looked so fit and tanned, you'd never guess he'd had a triple bypass.
Glad to see you working on your customer relationships, Mum.
Well,
You get to meet some interesting people. I haven't been bored for a minute.
Good.
Not like I imagined at all. I thought we'd be standing around on a drafty stall for hours, waiting for customers.
How much have we made? That's the big question.
I thought I'd drop by and add my commiserations. That's kind. Well, it's pretty bad luck. It doesn't seem so long since your last outbreak.
98. 5 years ago.
Well, I mean, if they've only found two reactors
so far, it could be just the start of it.
Brian.
Ruth, hello. I'm sorry about your bad news.
I still feel like screaming, but it won't do any good.
Yeah, but I was saying to David, if it's only the couple...
Yeah, this time. But you know what that means for us.
Yes, of course.
I'm going to grease up the baler, then I'll be in for tea.
Kettle's on.
So now it's just a matter of waiting for the ministry guy.
And nothing we can do for the moment. Nothing at all.
Except maybe work out how we're going to house all the calves that we're not allowed to sell.
Well, there's that, of course.
And pay for the extra feed.
Yeah, I remember the problems you had last time.
Third time in 10 years, Brian. Makes you wonder why you bother.
David.
Well, you know, we work our socks off, we do everything right, we get through FMD, rock-bottom milk prices, and then just when we think we're getting straight again, bang, this happens right out of the blue.
Who'd be a dairy farmer?
4 months, it's going to be November before we're clear, at the earliest.
We'll see it through, like we did the other times.
Yeah, well, I know there's no use shouting about it.
But I'm sure I'd feel just the same.
But he's right about the calves. Last time we had to keep over 50.
Nothing goes off this farm unless it's for slaughter.
Yeah, but that shouldn't affect your Herefords.
No, thank goodness. Not a great advert for quality beef, though. TB on the farm.
No, I can see that.
And we can still sell our milk, of course. So we'll have to try and forget about it and get on with the harvest.
Perfect timing, too. Just what we need to boost our morale.
We've made a start on our barley, anyway.
I saw the combine up there yesterday.
Right, well, I'd better see if Jenny and Adam are back from Hollison.
Okay.
See you Monday, with the combine, I hope.
Yeah, if it stays fine. We'll be here bright and early.
Okay.
See you, Brian.
I'm sorry, love. I'm not being much help, am I?
It's not your fault.
I feel better now I've let off steam.
It's so unfair, but there's nothing we can do about it.
That's true.
And nothing we could have done to prevent it either.
Hiya.
Brenda, what a surprise.
Meaning?
Oh, nothing. Come to practice your googly?
That's right.
Sorry to disappoint you. He texted me to say he's still harvesting. He'll be late.
Who?
Oh, don't say I've got it all wrong. It's really me you fancy.
Who says I fancy anyone?
But you did come here to meet Adam.
As it happens, yes. He said he'd show me how to...
Whoa, I'm not sure I want to know this.
Oh, we were talking about swing, okay?
Very technical.
Anyway, don't let me interrupt your practice.
I'm taking it easy. Nursing my Achilles tendon.
Really?
Look, Brenda, if you're really that mad about him, why don't you just ask him out?
You can't do that, can I?
Why not? You've got nothing to lose.
Oh, yeah. And if he says no, how am I going to feel then?
This is serious, isn't it?
Don't you worry about it.
I do. We've all been there. I know how it feels.
Oh, sure.
Look, maybe I can help you out.
Starting to stick a bit. We'll probably only manage another couple of loads.
Who's on the combine now?
Jeff's taken over. He's doing the last few rows. Brian's on the other trailer.
Well, you've made a good start.
Yes. Even the smell of it, chaff and dust, takes me back.
The first harvest for how many years?
I don't know. Who's counting?
Are you off now, Adam?
If that's okay, at least I can put in an appearance at Ned's.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Been a long day for you all morning at the market.
It's been good. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you got rid of the venison.
Most of it.
Yes, I've been totting it all up. Guess how much we took?
Well, go on.
Over £800.
Yeah?
800?
I think it's marvellous. It's not bad for a morning's work, Brian.
Well, not forgetting the rearing and the slaughtering.
Yeah, all right.
No, that's a great start.
Well, I think so.
Okay, well, we'll dig out one of my shabby and stick it in the fridge. We'll have a drink, the home farm venison.
You all right?
Better not wait for me. I'm not sure when I'll be back.
Oh?
I said I'd join Tom and the others for a drink after Nets. It'd be kind of antisocial not to turn up.
Yes, of course.
Tom and who?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, whoever... I think we can go. So, hey, Jenny.
Well, I...
See you later, then. Have a good time.
Yes, see you. Okay. Well,
Adam.
All right, Mum, I know what you're going to say.
Still haven't told him.
I did try, but it's just been, you know, more complicated.
Yes.
I knew you would be fine, but Brian, I'm not even sure how to begin.
Yeah, I can see why it's difficult.
What's he going to say? How's he going to react?
I wish I could tell you.
I mean, I've been working with him pretty well every day. He's easy enough, we get on fine, but he never opens up completely. There's always a part of him you don't get to see.
I know all about that.
You think I'm just wimping out?
No, of course not.
Well, like I said, I've already tried. It didn't quite work somehow.
Well, if you're going to tell him, you've got to choose the right moment.
Mm. Well, we've got ourselves a good working relationship. I wasn't sure if I'd even get this far. I don't want to blow it all now, throw a spanner in the works.
Well, perhaps it'd be better if I told him.
No, Mum, that's kind, but...
No, darling, I would if you wanted.
Thanks all the same. I'll get on and grasp the nettle.
You sure?
Mm, positive. It's better if it comes from me.
Tickle him. Josh, I'm trying to change his nappy. Oh, yes, Daddy. Go up and get into your pyjamas. Go on, quick.
Hiya.
Hi. Where have you been?
Oh, you know.
Al's just been calling you on his mobile. He wants to know where...
Oh, Nets. Damn. I forgot.
It's okay.
Well, it's too late to go up there now.
I said you were still out somewhere. He said not to worry.
Right. Is Pip in the bath?
Yeah. Just got up to change.
Okay. I've got to say
David, that. You still haven't said. Where were you?
Oh, been around. Lakey Hill, up to Home Farm.
Just for a walk?
Nope. Been checking out the badger sets.
Oh, see.
Okay, I know there's no point. It's too late now.
What did you find?
Three occupied sets within walking distance.
So, where?
Well, there's the big one round the back of the hill. The one up at the top of Jiggins.
And?
And there's another huge one at the edge of Leader's Wood.
That's too far, isn't it?
I don't know, they might come down this way.
But if they're territorial...
Okay, but the point is, there are plenty of them around. I mean, you think the set up by Lakey Hill is big, the one up at Home Farm is colossal. I counted over 20 tunnels, most of them covered in tracks and old bedding.
Okay, but
and there are runs and downholes everywhere. The whole area is infested.
We always knew that.
Yeah. So, maybe we should have done something about it.
Done what?
Well, it just seems so crazy that we know they're wandering around infecting our cows and there's nothing at all.
We can't be 100% sure.
Oh, come on. 3 outbreaks in the space of 10 years. Where else has it come from?
You don't have to convince me, David.
Well, I mean, they've been messing around for 20-odd years doing all this research and... Now this latest inquiry, and they still won't come out and say what's blindingly obvious to anyone with an ounce of common sense,
yeah.
Certainly to anyone who keeps a dairy herd, badgers spread TB. Simple fact.
And there's still plenty of people who disagree.
Well, I think it's time they stopped arguing about it and did something. Or how long will it be until we get our next dose?
So she ended up, like, upside down with her ankles round my neck, hanging onto my collar.
Ouch, could be fatal.
For me or for Kirsty?
Both of you.
So what do they call that position?
Definitely not in the books. I reckon we'll stick to the piggyback.
You going in for this, Adam?
No, too busy.
What kind of an excuse is that?
Go on, you'd be good at it.
No,
We'd find someone for you to carry, wouldn't we, Brenda?
Yeah, no problem.
No, really, we'll be flat out with the harvest.
Oh, aren't you allowed out at all?
Well...
I know it's difficult over harvest, but you could...
I am allowed out sometimes, just not sure about... I mean, you've got to know someone pretty well to haul them round the village green.
Don't let that put you off.
No, I can understand. I mean, it's fair enough.
Oh, yeah, Brenda, talking of party poopers.
What?
Kirsty and I won't be able to make it clubbing next week.
Thursday
night, remember? Going up to Brum?
Oh, yeah.
Clubbing?
Well, it's more pubbing, really. Have a few drinks, listen to some music.
Right.
Makes a change from the delights of Borchester...
I'm sorry you can't make it.
Yeah, it's a shame. Sid's asked Kirsty to do the pool and I've got things to do.
Yeah.
You'll still have Roy and Hayley, though.
Oh, just the 3 of us. Not that I mind going out with my brother, but...
Hey, unless you're up for it, Adam.
Me? Well...
Make up a foursome. Roy's driving. There'll be room in the car.
Really?
What do you think, Brenda?
I'm sure that'd be fine by Roy.
So, how about Adam?
Yes, why not? Might be fun. I'll tag along.
Okay. Great.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mills studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.